Welcome everyone to the Mental Health Networks podcast. I'm here with Lisa McDade, who runs the Triumph Network. What is Triumph all about, Lisa?
Okay, so Triumph really is about trying to find some new solutions to improve youth mental public health. Straight away we have a question, well, what do we mean by that? What is youth mental public health? And really what we're interested in is how we can try and develop interventions and new ways of working that will help us to improve youth mental public health, youth mental health early on in the cycle, as you were, of mental health problems developing. So what can we do at the population level? What can we do at school level within our communities? How can we support young people so that they can be better able to have good mental health throughout their life course? And what Triumph wants to do is bring together young people, because that's who we're talking about here, so it's most important that they're involved, but bring them together with academics from across different disciplines, with other partners, so those who are working on the ground with young people, those who work in policy, and then the health sector as well. Bring us all around the table and say, well, what are the problems, and then what do we do about it? Can we find some new solutions that we can take forward?
And the problems that we hear about all the time in the media, and actually in research as well, there's not many of them. There's three or four, and we hear about them just every week, you know, social media causing self-harm and all those sorts of things. What's your sense so far, having done a bit of the work on this, of how closely linked to those sorts of public narrative questions the actual questions are going to be that young people think are important?
Yeah. So I suppose for me and for the Triumph Network, it's about understanding where social media sits in the lives of young people, because we do hear a lot about the fact that we have poor mental health is because of social media. Social media is a part of it, but it can't be the only cause. It's not the only thing in young people's lives. You know, they are surrounded by other people. They have their families, they have their peer groups, their school settings. There are lots of different influences on their health. Yes, their access to social media is part of it, and something that we really do have to understand and actually think about how we might harness social media as a force for good. How can we use that as a way of engaging young people to help them protect their mental health? But we need to understand it in the broader context of their lives as well, because it isn't just about the social media. We need to think about the school settings that they're in, the peer groups, how they are influenced by those who are around about them. There is so much going on in the world today. You just have to look outside these doors to the climate change protests that are going on in London. Climate change is a key issue for young people. It's something that they're worried about. We can't just put it all down to social media. We need to take the bigger picture and look at the context of their lives.
It's really good to hear you talking about co-production with young people, but there's so many times I hear those sorts of projects when actually they end up co-producing with a bunch of white middle class kids. How are you making sure you're going to reach the young people that really need to be reached?
Yeah, that's a really important point. So to start off with, we're setting up a youth advisory group for the network. And we've tried to engage with organisations, firstly from across the four nations of the UK, so that different perspectives are brought in. We've also want to engage with particular young people who we think might be at highest risk of poor mental health. So those from some of the more marginalised groups within our society, young LGBT people and young people who have experienced the care system. So two of our four partner organisations work with young people who have that lived experience, and it'll be really important to get their perspective and how we take things forward. We can only involve a small number of young people in the youth advisory groups. We'll probably have about 16 to 20 young people who are involved in that. But then we'll also take the Triumph message and the network out more broadly, engage with a much wider group of young people. At the moment, we'll work with our youth advisors when we have them on board, and we're working with the Alpha Network, which is a group of young people within Wales. And through them, we really hope that we can set up a strong online presence for the young people within Triumph, and have within that some kind of way that they can talk to us, they can tell us what's important to them, we can talk about what's coming out of the network, the work that we're doing, and get good feedback on it. And also, I think one of the key things we want to do is enable the various organisations, the various people who are interested in the network and in Triumph, to have the opportunity to meet and talk to each other, because I think that's how we generate the best ideas and we'll find the best solutions that we can take forward to improve mental health.
So if people are listening to this, young people, people who work in charities, researchers, how do they get involved?
So the best thing is to Google Triumph. You'll find our website, and you can sign up there. We're also on Twitter at Triumph Network, and if you follow us on Twitter, you'll hear about the work that we're doing. The key thing is, if you sign up to become a member, you'll hear about the events that we plan to do. In the coming months as well, we will have a young people section within the website. We're designing that with the young people. So at the moment, if you go to that, there's nothing there, but that's because we're still in the process of setting up our youth advisory group, and they'll decide what goes on that section of our website. And we're really keen that our co-production is true co-production. It isn't about us presenting our ideas to some young people and getting them to say, yes, that sounds good, let's do that. It's about asking them what's important to their mental health, and we'll then help them to turn those ideas into research that we can take forward.
Brilliant. Thanks for sharing with me. Good luck with it.
Thank you.